And in this particular case, the same procedure was done.
I believe so, Your Honor.
All right. Now, in cases of an audit like this, when records are required by the auditing team of the Banco Central and AMLA for examination, are these records presented to the auditing team of the Banco Central and AMLA?
I believe so, they are, Your Honor.
Are they surrendered to the auditing team and left with them for examination?
No, Your Honor. They're always in the control of the bank. But they may be shown to the...
And the auditing team would be authorized to go over the records piece by piece, account by account?
Only for certain records, Your Honor. We do not provide them with balances, account balances or anything, sir. But for the for certain records which are required to be so-called classified, like there's this new requirement on AMLA which requires classification of so-called personalities as politically exposed persons.
What happened?
So the bank is required to classify any account that is held by a politically exposed person, meaning, I'm sorry, Your Honor, but for example, if a senator judge account is in the bank, it will have to be classified as politically exposed person because they are elected publicly. So elected public officials, appointed senior officials.
Was the account of Chief Justice Corona denominated as an account of a politically exposed person?
Upon receipt of the instructions from the AMLA, we classified all of the accounts in our system so that any particular transaction is classified as a PEP transaction, Your Honor.
Now, at the time of the audit, this procedure of classifying people either as not politically exposed person or politically exposed person was current.
I'm sorry, Your Honor, current...
Current meaning already being done, being in use.
I believe so, Your Honor, yes.
All right. Now, when this audit that we are discussing by the Banco Central and AMLA happened, the records of respondent Chief Justice Corona was included among those examined by the Banco Central and AMLA?
Yes, Your Honor.
You are sure?
Well, I verified the records. It was one of those that had a so-called exception comment.
Now, in an examination of an account, like the account of respondent Chief Justice Corona, are the agents or assigned personnel of the auditing team of Banco Central and AMLA authorized to copy or gather or to copy these documents?
I am not sure, Your Honor. I really don't know. But I don't believe so. They just review the documents.
Are they authorized to make any photocopies of these documents?
I am not certain, Your Honor, because the
Why are you not certain? You have been in the banking system for a long time.
Because I'm not personally involved, present, when they review the documents.
Is this the first time that your Philippine Savings Bank was involved in an audit like this?
Well, for this particular process, I believe so, Your Honor. I think it's 20, because it was 2010, and that's about that time. Because, Your Honor, in the previous...
When the Banco Central and AMLA team asked for records of certain bank accounts which are denominated people exposed, politically exposed people, does the bank concerned, like you in this case, require the team to sign a receipt for the records that they require?
I am not certain, Your Honor, because I believe all of the records that we provide to the Banco Central is acknowledged by them. But in this particular case, the Banco Central was not inquiring about deposit because they would never do
No,
inquiry.
But I'm talking of the AMLA.
AMLA, Your Honor.
Because AMLA is involved precisely to look at deposits.
We have no record, Your Honor, of
But do they issue an acknowledgement receipt for the documents that they receive?
We have no record of having turned over the documents, Your Honor.
I'll clarify my question. In this particular case of the records, bank records of Chief Justice Corona in the Katipunan branch, when they were required by the audit team of Banco Central and AMLA for examination, did the team issue an acknowledgement receipt that they received these records for examination?
No, Your Honor.
Are you sure?
At least from the records that I have reviewed.
They have not, your office did not require?
No, Your Honor, because we only show the required information like the signature card, and we do not provide unless it is required, and which is the area.
Did they not require, did not the team require the presentation of the folder that was given to you?
We do not have it on a record, Your Honor.
You do not have any record?
About
what
records?
What records in that folder, if you remember, were required by the Central Banco Central and AMLA audit team to be submitted to you for examination?
I can only, based on the information that we have, there were about 6 accounts that were...
I'm talking to you about what they required. I do not care about how many accounts
I do
they
not
were
know
examining
that.
Only for this particular case.
I have no information about that.
Did they require you to submit a record of his bank deposits, local currency deposit, as well as foreign currency deposits in your bank?
I cannot say right now, Your Honor. We will
Why
have
not?
To check our records,
Why
Your
not?
Honor. Because all that I did was I reviewed the overall findings. There is separate finding for the Banco Central,
yes, but,
and separate for the
Yes,
AMLA.
But you told me that in this particular audit, they asked for the records straight from the Katipunan branch.
From our head office, Your Honor.
From you?
Not necessarily, not from me, from our compliance office.
The compliance officer was the one asked to provide the records for examination.
Yes, Your Honor.
Who was the compliance officer of the Philippine Savings Bank?
That was,
at the time, this special audit was Was it a special audit?
It's a regular audit, Your Honor.
Huh?
Regular.
Is this regular audit where the bank account of the Chief Justice Renato Corona of the Supreme Court was included among the accounts to be examined at random?
Yes, Your Honor. That's a regular audit of the...
Who was the...
Our Chief Compliance Officer at the time...
Compliance Officer, yeah.
Was Miss Grace de la Cruz, Your Honor.
Is she still with you?
No longer, Your Honor. She migrated already.
Migrated to where?
I'm not sure, Your Honor, if it's the U.S. or Canada. I'm not sure.
Do they make a listing of the people that to be from each bank to be examined? Do the audit team make a listing of the accounts to be examined when they request records from your compliance officer?
I'm not certain, Your Honor. I will have to check and ask the people involved who handle this.
Are you not familiar with the examination procedures of the Banco Central?
This was not a Banco Central process, Your Honor. This is AMLA.
AMLA.
Process, yes,
so maybe it's right to ask the AMLA people. Do you remember the AMLA people that were parts of the audit team?
I do not recall, Your Honor, because it's just on the report. We can try to find out more.
Now, is it possible that the record in question now before us, which your bank manager of Katipunan said to be fake, was accessed by the audit team of the Banco Central and AMLA in this particular audit that was done sometime in September to November, if I remember your period, 2010?
I believe from the nature of the comments indicated in that they at least saw either the specimen signature card or a copy of it. Because there was a comment that the specimen signature card did not have the classification PEP on it.
What do you mean? It was not accessed by the team, or was it accessed by the team?
Just from the information that I saw on the examination, I believe they saw the...
What is... The, who are they that saw?
The AMLA examiner, Your Honor.
They saw
just,
what?
Just one person.
They saw what?
That the specimen signature card did not have the tagging PEP. Because we were being...
The tagging PEP?
Yes, Your Honor.
In what account?
On the specimen signature card of Chief Justice, Your Honor.
They did not see that the tagging of PEP in that signature card of Chief Justice Corona.
Yes, Your Honor.
In other words, the audit team of Banco Central and AMLA that did the audit sometime in September to November of 2010 actually examined the records of Chief Justice Corona.
I believe as far as the signature card is concerned, Your Honor, yes.
Yes, and that is precisely the document that is in question now, a supposed copy of which is attached to the supplemental request of the prosecution to this court for a subpoena duces tecum.
I cannot certainly say that, Your Honor, because I was not there, but based on the nature of the comment, they at least saw a signature card, and that was the exception.
I will reverse the question. the original document that has been requested by some members of this court to be produced by you here for a comparison with the alleged document from your bank attached to the supplemental request for a subpoena duces tecum is the signature card of respondent Chief Justice Corona.
I believe so, Your Honor.
Now, can you submit to this court the signature card of Chief Justice